This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. South Africa's president said on Wednesday he might order more troops onto the streets as the army and police struggle to quell days of looting and violence, while some citizens say they are arming themselves to protect their property and businesses from the rampage. More than 70 people have been killed in the unrest, the worst in South Africa for years, and hundreds of businesses wrecked. Food and fuel supplies are running short. Triggered by the jailing of ex-president Jacob Zuma last week after he failed to appear at a corruption inquiry, it has widened into looting and an outpouring of anger over the hardship and inequality that persists in South Africa 27 years after the end of apartheid. Shopping malls and warehouses have been ransacked or set ablaze in several cities. Security forces say they've arrested more than 1,200 people, but the government has held back from imposing a state of emergency. The unrest is also disrupting hospitals struggling to cope with a third wave of COVID-19. The World Health Organization says there were nearly 3 million coronavirus cases globally last week, a 10% increase that was accompanied by a 3% rise in deaths, reversing a nine-week trend of declining COVID-19 indexes. In the weekly report issued Wednesday, the UN Health Agency says the highest numbers of new cases were from Brazil, India, Indonesia, and the United Kingdom. The WHO says the easier-to-spread Delta variant has now been identified in 111 countries since first being detected in India, and it expects the variant to become globally dominant in coming months. The organization acknowledged many countries are now facing considerable pressure to lift all remaining COVID-19 restrictions, but warns that improper planning or assessment of the risk of transmission provides opportunity for the virus to spread. This is VOA News.